I'm Michael Johnson, and we're here at Interop 2006 in the second of our series of podcasts with Network Physics. And I'm here with the Vice President of Product Marketing, Dwight Barker. Welcome to the podcast, Dwight.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk about the overall industry and the future of the industry. Where do you see the industry at this time, the performance management industry?
Well, there's some interesting trends in the marketplace that are actually bringing performance management into the forefront of the thought processes within the IT organization. One of the main drivers is people are starting to understand that the doubling of bandwidth doesn't equal application performance improvements. It used to be I had my 56K link, I'd make it a T1, I'd then make it a T3, then I'd do multiple T3s in my wide area network, data access. They're finding that the applications don't correlate anymore to just the regular bandwidth that's going over there. The other thing is that companies are automating more of their infrastructure. Therefore, downtime is becoming more and more expensive, including soft downtime. That is, the ability for users to perform their jobs and waiting for applications that are slow over the network. They're starting to realize that that does cost them as a company. And once you have that kind of cost savings that's available due to fine-tuning the network, you need the data to understand application performance management solutions, who's slow and why, so they can put efforts towards doing that. So the third thing is voice over IP, which is driving a lot more use of the bandwidth, which is causing what I call the law of unintended consequences, which is, okay, I turned this on to do X, and usually Y occurs that you didn't expect. And so you need solutions that have great visibility into what's actually going on in the network in order to be able to catch those unknowns as they're happening and actually measure the impact that they're having on critical applications.
Given those changes and given the migration of more businesses over to IT-based networks like VoIP and all of that, what's the future of the performance management industry and those that deal within it?
Performance management to date has really been around links, pipes, and understanding the bandwidth utilization of those pipes. What's the bandwidth? Who's using that bandwidth? Well, once you get into a scenario where I've got plenty of bandwidth, but the applications are still slow, those solutions don't give you the next set of information, which is why is the network slow? Or is it really the network or is it the application? So you need to start to look at some critical things. You need to start to be able to get real-time latency measurements on the network. You need to be able to identify and understand how those applications are running over the network. Are they chatty? Are they sending the amount of data you expected them to? You need to be able to look at, you know, the application and server. How is it performing? Is it responding in a timely fashion to the information that's coming over the network? So taking a top-down approach, here's the user experience. Here are the things that influence that. Oh, these users in these remote offices, their user experience is poor because of latency. Well, we better go figure out how to solve that. At the same time, for the same application, these users are experiencing packet loss problems. Or these users are experiencing high server response time because the loads on the servers are getting higher than expected. And some of that information actually exists in disparate locations today, but they aren't brought together, they aren't correlated. It's not very easy to get at that information. The other thing that's happening, which isn't necessarily in the performance management space per se, but is a indicator of how important this segment is look at the markets that are emerging in the optimization vendor space. All the people who are building appliances to optimize Exchange or Citrix or SAP or web pages, those are there because people are recognizing that the applications just aren't doing what they need to do over the network. That means there's a lot of changes in the network. And people are starting to realize that in order to really do change management effectively, they need the right solutions to baseline the application performance and then be able to tell if the changes that they expected are what they wanted on the network. We saw it with MPLS when people moved over to MPLS. We're seeing it now with application optimization. We see it with application front ends. Most people don't tune their network in order to hurt application performance, but most places didn't have the instrumentation to really do the before and after, nor did they have the disciplines or the processes to actually to do that ahead of time. So what I think is going to happen is the application performance management solutions are going to be required to effectively help with change management. They're going to have to effectively able to bring up service levels for these critical applications. And they're going to have to provide information that can be used by both the application team and the network team, because there's a lot of pressure to bring those teams together inside an organization.
So it sounds like they've really got to be watching these trends in order to respond with what they come up with next in the performance management industry. We've talked about sort of within the network itself, what kind of trends in IT are going to be influencing the performance management industry?
There's a couple things. One is the people at the higher levels are starting to recognize that the application and the network are not disparate sets of functionality. They are inherently linked to that application performance. And traditionally, those are separate groups. And in fact, to be polite, their communication is not very strong. Things get put on the network without the networking team knowing about it, or the application team will test things in non-live network environments and wonder why it's not working out of the network and not working together. And what we found is that with our solution, and I think this is going to be true with any good application performance management solution, it gives those groups of people common ground to talk about and to make sure that if there are problems, move quickly to resolve them, because it really shouldn't be, is it network or is it app? It should be the users are getting poor experience. Okay, let's all figure out how we're going to solve this problem. I think the other thing that's happening is senior management is going to start requiring greater visibility into how these applications are performing. Today, they kind of get reports, they kind of get information. But again, as the cost of downtime goes up, as they automate more, as these critical applications really start to have a big impact on the business, they're going to want greater visibility into exactly how those things are performing, and they're going to need to be able to provide the instrumentation beyond just bytes in and packets to be able to do that.
Dwight Barker is the Vice President of Product Marketing for Network Physics, and I imagine there's more information about Network Physics and some of the solutions that they're offering at your website, right?
That is correct. www.networkphysics.com.
Dwight, thanks for being with us on the podcast. We look forward to the next one.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate your time.